Happy Friday, everybody, from Walt Disney World. Yes, I am down at Walt Disney World this week for the Summit Cheerleading Championships. So make sure to follow me on social media at BrGuestMike. I'll be posting a lot of updates from the resort. We got a great show for you today, though. In the meantime, we're playing Would You Rather Walt Disney World style. And man, we have some great situations brought up by our listeners. Would you bring back 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or the Skyway at the Magic Kingdom? What about if you could get free unlimited festival snacks at Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival, or free table service meals for the day? Just so many other situations. We go through a lot today. We go through at least 20 situations. So please play right along with us. And then, even more fun, throw these on your family at dinner. It's a great way, or in your car ride. Talk about these situations and see what your family would say as well. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you to make your next Disney trip outstanding. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It really does help support the show. It's over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and for allowing us to put out 4 shows a week here on the feed. And of course, our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday as well. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1893 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel, and currently, God willing, at Walt Disney World. Yes, this is what we all look forward to. This is why we all work so hard. I am ready to have some fun. I'll be over at Disney Spring. I have ADR's, Beer Garden, Paradiso 37, Olivia's, and one more that I can't think of right now. But we're going to have a good time down at Walt Disney World. Of course, tomorrow, it's go day. It's go time for the Platinum Athletics Frost Squad at the Summit Cheerleading Championships. We'll see what happens. So follow me on social media. We'll be at ESPN. We'll be at Disney Springs. We'll be at parks. We'll be at restaurants. We'll be at the Hilton Disney Springs. You can check that out. We're going to have a good time. So follow me along. We'll have a good time with this weekend on social media. So I can't wait to talk to you guys. But we have to talk Disney. That's what we do here on the show. We never miss an episode. We don't do that. So joining me today from Atlanta, Georgia, and themouseforless.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And I hope that my weekend this weekend goes just as well as last weekend did, because Brian and I went mini golfing, and not only did I kick his butt, like I won handedly, but I got not one, not two, but 3 holes in one, and I've never done that in my entire life. So I have hard enough time getting one hole in one, but I got 3. So if I said I needed to buy a lottery ticket, man, like I was getting everything in. So I'm just saying, I hope my weekend goes as well as, you know, 3 holes in one last weekend.
So you're gonna go on the tour, like the miniature golf tour?
I should, yes, exactly.
Actually, I think back in the day, okay, like in the late 70s, early 80s, there was like I don't even know if it was professional, but I think it might have been, like, because, you know, there were official putt-putts, right? I mean, that was like a brand. It was like the orange and green logo. My grandpa knew the person who owned the putt-putt in Hazelwood, where we live, Ricky. Do you remember putt-putt? You're probably too young. You probably never went there, right? Up at Village Square? It was up at Village Square, up at 270.
No, I was definitely too young for that. Yeah.
Oh, it was the greatest place ever. Anyway, though, there was, like you would see on TV, there were professional tournaments for putt-putt.
That's awesome.
I know. I got to look on YouTube now. I'm totally going there.
That's so cool.
All right. Also joining us, and she's a 7 handicap in mini golf herself, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less. What's up, Pam?
I was just thinking to myself, like, the par for each course is going to vary greatly, right? Because I've been at some putt-putt, you know, where the, you know, making the par or whatever, how do you say that? Making par is easy. And then other ones where it's like, out of this world. So, I mean, I don't know. That would be interesting, really and truly, to do the putt-putt course. But yes, I like the ones at Disney. I like the Fantasia ones, and I like the Blizzard Beach ones too. Although the Fantasia ones are challenging.
I've never played the one that has the real holes, like the super, like, I don't need that kind of pain on vacation. Like, that one just looks super hard. I like to play just the fun ones, you know, like, but I'm a Winter of Summerland guy. I like those better. It's fun.
Yeah, I know. The one is really challenging, truly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you got to remember, shooting for par in mini golf is for suckers. Like, you got to go for the gusto. You got to go for a one every single time. Like, come on.
You got to do hole in one the last hole every time, right? Totally. That's the winner.
See, ironically enough, the hole that was like the winner hole where you got a free game, I did not get the hole in one. But Brian did. So he got the free game.
That's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
See, he's like, okay, Ricky, you got to go back to the hotel or back home.
Yeah, because I'm going to play.
I got another round.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, you lost. Yeah.
And when you're playing mini golf, you don't quote Caddyshack at some point during it. Are you even playing mini golf?
Yep, that's true. Yep.
And you have to do the
last hole too at Winter Summerland where you got that 1986 like monitor. It's like a compact, you know, like showing like, you know, graphics from a Commodore 64. It's the best.
Yes. 64-bit.
No, it's 8-bit, if that. It's crazy. Okay, we got to jump in because we got a ton of feedback. This is all from the Discord. So if you are a patron, make sure you're on our Patreon Discord. That's where we have all these conversations. And we also have a Discord just for everybody that wants to jump in. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And right on the right-hand side, there's a link to the Discord. Come on over and join the conversation. But we have a ton. So we're not going to get into a ton of conversation on these because I want to try to hit them all. We're playing.
Okay.
Would you rather? So here we go.
And we need a promo for that. Like, would you rather?
Yes. Okay. That works. Oh, yeah, that's our production quality because I'm at Walt Disney World. And I just want to get these shows done before I go leave home. Okay. So Christy from the Patreon Discord, would you rather go once a year for a 3 or 4 day trip or once every few years for a fortnight for 2 weeks? So again, once a year for a 3 to 4 day trip, or once every few years for 2 weeks, Pam.
None of the above.
No, you got to pick. That's how this game works. Nope.
I'm going once a year.
Once a year for a 3 to 4 day trip.
I need to get a fix.
Yes.
Ricky, what about you?
Once a year. Yeah, definitely. I 3 to 4 days, that's fine. Just I need to get the fix.
Yeah, same. I'm the same way. I don't think I could stay away that long. I mean, even though the 2 week trip's epic. I couldn't do it.
I'm sneaking down.
I've already broken the rules for one question.
Yes.
Okay. Right? Exactly.
Christy had a second question. Would you rather have unlimited snacks for your entire trip or one free table service meal every day of your trip? Ricky.
Ooh, unlimited snacks.
And I want you to play along with us. We're rapid fire. So if you're in the car, if you're on a run, you got to be ready because we're rolling.
I think I'm going to go with the table service. Yeah. I think I'm going with the table service. Because really? I can get dessert. I can get dessert at the table service meal. So table service. Yes.
Dude, anytime they say, anybody says unlimited snacks, sign me up. I'm the snack person. I'm going unlimited snacks. Pam, what about you? Tiebreaker.
I'm going the table service for sure. Yeah.
Wow, really?
There's something about relaxing on vacation, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Agreed.
Okay. All right. I thought for sure snacks would sweep the day, but apparently
there's
so many good snacks. There's so many. I picture.
I'll just buy the snacks.
I guess. But I mean, unlimited snacks, man. Those two words together with Walt Disney World is like. I'm like, funny. I got heart emojis coming out of my eyeballs right now. Okay. Adam's got one. Would you rather stay 3 days at a monorail resort or 7 days at an all-star? God, these are seriously, these are rough. Okay. I'm going first on this one.
These are rough.
Dude, because you get over twice as long if you stay at the, because this is a real world situation, right? Because it's about what it would be.
Yes.
I'm going 7 nights at an all-star. because they've redone the rooms and I kind of want to check those out. I'm curious about it. And yeah, this one I'm going quantity over quality. Pam, I think I know where you're going, but what do you say?
Golly, does this have to be my one trip a year?
Yeah, no, seriously, this is all cumulative. Yeah.
Oh gosh. I think I'm gonna go with the monorail. I really do. I don't have a good explanation for it. That's just what I'm going with. That's what my gut tells me.
Well, I mean, because it's definitely a, you know, one of the best experiences in the world, being at the Poly or Agreed. Grand or the Contemporary. You can't beat it. But I mean, it's going to go quick. It's right. 72 hours. Like I know I'm know. So like, when it comes to my Disney trips, I'm like, so not negative, but like, God, I quantify everything. Like it's like, I didn't even say 3 days. This is 72 hours. That's horrible, because then I'm like, okay, so right? I probably sleep six a night at least.
So
there's
so
18
three
gone.
Nights. So that's yeah. 4 days.
4 days. Yeah. Okay. So 90 something hours. It's rough. Okay, Ricky, tiebreaker, what do you got?
I am going 7 at All Stars, because that's way more days of, you know, Disney fun. So I'm going 7. Yes.
And in the chat, nobody took the unlimited snacks either. You people.
Ah,
what
yes.
you did? You took the table service. And All Stars is winning the day, hands down, except for Tammy Orr, who's going on the monorail and staying with Pam.
Tammy's going to be with me at the monorail.
That's right.
There you go.
This is so fun.
We're
going to
be
this.
In those redone Polynesian rooms.
Yeah, tonight. There you go.
You're welcome.
I like it.
You're welcome. That's what it's going to say in the bathroom. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. Here we go. We have another one from the Patreon Discord. Would you rather have a free VIP tour for 1 day or a free 2-night stay at any deluxe resort? So you get to stay 2 nights for free at a deluxe, or you get a free VIP tour. This one's Pam's first. What do you say?
I'm doing the deluxe resort, because I just feel like at this point in my life, I'm sort of my own VIP tour guide. So
you're like, I'm just wearing plaid, bringing a stick.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. You are qualified. But I mean, you got to have the official stick and you got to have the plaid. So I'm just
saying, yeah,
the
true.
Gold D.
I'll bring a skirt.
All right. We'll make it work. Ricky, what about you? What are you picking?
I'm taking the 2-night stay.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely taking the 2-night stay. Yeah. That's actually really easy. I mean, the only way like I would pick the VIP tour is like if, again, I could get to see things that I wouldn't normally get to see. So, I mean, yeah, I still think I'd take the 2 nights. If it's just a regular VIP tour where they get me on the attractions faster, I'll take the 2 nights.
So I'm taking the VIP tour because there's a couple of reasons. One, you get a ton done, right? I mean, it's just, and Joe said it well in the chat. He said he would never do it on his own. I'm kind of in that boat, right? If I got the opportunity, I would 100% jump on this. But also, this sounds so like terrible. But like when you're on a VIP tour, it'd be kind of fun for like to look around and we'd be like, who's that guy? Like, is that like, is he like a,
is that John Stamos? Oh no.
Is he like an Olympic cyclist? Is he like a AAA catcher that's well past his prime? Is he some up and coming YouTube guy because he's so old that he's unique on YouTube and he stands out?
You have to say the YouTube.
The YouTube face.
I would want to know. Yeah, I would want to like, I would want to eavesdrop to see what the guesses are. And like, no, he's just some schmo that got lucky because somebody on his podcast like gave him a would you rather and he picked the VIP tour. That'd be awesome. Okay. Bob has a question. One of our great listeners. Would you rather have free snacks every day or 2 fast passes? So again, snacks win the day with me. Ricky, what about you?
On this one, snacks win the day for me. Yeah. Snacks. I definitely think the snacks overtake the fast passes.
Pam?
Yeah, I'm the same. It's a sweep. I think that we all go so often that what ride have we not ridden many times over? So.
Exactly.
And snacks are just, I mean, our chat is blowing up with snacks. We all like snacks. We love fast, but we love snacks.
Yes.
Okay, here he's got another one. Would you, I like this one. This is a really good one. It's tough. Would you rather walk and chat with an Imagineer in the parks for an hour or get 3 free hours in a park after hours in a small group.
I saw this one come in and I was like, ooh, this is hard.
Okay, so I'm going to give this one to Pam first. So 3 hours, small group, after hours in a park, or 1 hour, you and an Imagineer just kind of, you get to pick their brain as you're walking through a park.
I'm going to go with the Imagineer. I think that there's just so much knowledge and experience, and I'd like to hear the reasoning behind some things and just to be able to chat. I feel like you can really learn so much from other people. So that's why I'm going with the Imagineer.
I'm doing that too. Same reason. Like, it's such a unique opportunity to get to talk to somebody that made the magic and get to hear their stories. Work for 3 hours after hours, but you can kind of simulate that in other ways. But I mean, Imagineers are few and far between. Ricky, same.
I am 100% with you guys on the Imagineer. Like Pam said, just getting to pick their brain and learning, you know, why they chose to do things the way that they did them in the parks, and learning the hidden things that mean something to that Imagineer that maybe we don't know. You know, those are the kinds of things that I find to be very, very interesting. So I would absolutely choose the hour with the Imagineer.
Here's a good one. Bill has a question, or a would you rather, from the Discord over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Would you rather the Skyliner extend to Animal Kingdom or Disney Springs?
Ooh.
That's a good one, because I bet you Disney has had this conversation 1,000 times. I mean, who knows? Like, I like to think that Disney's had this conversation 1,000 times. Maybe they've had it twice. Maybe that's too many. I don't know. Ricky, where would you rather that Skyliner go next?
I think, honestly, I would rather see it go to Animal Kingdom first, because it's so difficult to get to Animal Kingdom. You know, there's really only one way to do that. And I think that having another form of transportation to get to the park is a much better idea. So I would absolutely choose Animal Kingdom. Hands down. I think that's easy.
Here's the thing. I think Disney would already have it going to Disney Springs if they could figure out a way to do it one way.
Right. Yeah,
because
exactly.
They want people going there, back. Right? They want to pump everybody into Disney Springs. Go buy stuff. Go eat stuff. Go have a good time. They don't want people parking there and jumping a bucket to get to a theme park or another resort to get inside the bubble, right? That's problematic for them. But if I had to pick between those two, I would say Disney Springs. I would rather go there Animal Kingdom, I might go to like for one day of a week's trip. I'm just not a big Animal Kingdom park guy. I have a good time when I'm there. It's fine. But I would say, like, if it was easier, say I was staying at Pop Century or Caribbean Beach, right? And there was a Skyliner to Disney Springs, I would be likely to go there probably 3 or 4 different nights of my trip just to hang out and get something to eat. I'd see it as a big food court with a lot of fancy restaurants.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So I don't know, Pam, what would you, I mean, this is a really good question. I don't know.
I would say Disney Springs too. I think that parking can be challenging there, and to eliminate that would be really good. I think it would also encourage Disney to maybe expand Disney Springs at some point, which I think they could really do. I think it really supports that at this point, that there's lots of great restaurants and shopping, but we could always use a little more. And I just think, you know, that it's a fun place to go in the evening in particular. So
it is. And it's the chat on this one's like split right down the middle. So
it is. It is.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Here's another one. This one's from Caroline H. Would you rather have 5 anytime fast passes added per day or be upgraded to a deluxe resort? So you're staying moderate or value. All of a sudden they say, here, you know, oh, we screwed up. You know, hey. And that, I mean, that they don't screw up, but sometimes they overbook hotels. Like, for example, just yesterday, Disney called me and said, do you think your guests would mind if we upgraded them to a Finding Nemo suite? They're at All Star Movies right now in a regular room. I was like, well, let's do it. I mean, I checked, but I'm like, yes. I mean, please.
Yes.
I mean, stuff like that does happen.
The sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, dude, they're going to be swimming in that room. Finding Nemo, get it?
Swimming. Hey!
Thank you. I'll be here all week. No, I won't. I'm at Walt Disney World.
Nope.
let's see. So 5 anytime fast passes per day, or you get a deluxe resort. I think because you've kind of hinted at this already, Pam, where are you going?
I am going to the deluxe resort again. Yes, for sure. I am. It's just, I mean, that's an upgrade for sure.
But it would change your trip, right? Because if you all of a sudden got dropped into a deluxe, all of a sudden you're probably not using as much theme park time.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know. Same.
It can change the trip. That's the beauty of it. Each trip can be different. And we are nothing but flexible when it comes to trips. I try not to have a picture in my mind as to what is going to happen and, you know, just let it happen. So I'm okay with that there.
What about you, Ricky?
I think I would go with the deluxe as well. You know, because like we said, we've seen how it's okay without FastPass in the parks. So I think I'd rather have the deluxe resort stay than the FastPasses. Yeah.
So here's another one. Yeah, I would, for me on that one, I'd take the deluxe stay. This one's a tough one too, because I could see Disney offering either one of these as like a promotion. I'm not saying it will be. I'm just saying, like, this would, to me, as I see this, these could be two carrots Disney could dangle, like, as far as a promotion at some point. Would you rather get free water park passes or free Memory Maker?
Oh,
God, it's a tough one. Ricky, where would you go with that? Because they're probably similar value. I mean, they're in the ballpark.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I'm going to go with the Memory Maker. You know, just having the ability to have those vacation memories, you know, via Disney Photo Pass. And like we've said on other shows, you know, they've done some fantastic jobs lately doing some very unique Photo Pass photos that have become some of my favorite pictures that I have. So I think I would choose the Memory Maker, and that is a tough one. And I can absolutely see Disney doing this.
Yeah, Disney, you're welcome again. Thank you, Disney. If the next promo comes out, it's going to be like, it'll be like new promo launching, Memories or Water. And like, what?
We did this. Yeah. But that's a really, I don't think there's a wrong answer for this. It's just a personal preference answer for this, I think, because I think both are really good choices.
And you know, both of these would make a ton of sense for a promotion, right? I mean, because they're probably underutilizing the water park, and Memory Maker doesn't really cost them anything, you know? Like,
exactly.
Dude, that's a great, you could make a great commercial for either one of these. And here, I'm taking the water parks, but I'm skewed, right? I have an annual pass and Memory Maker's included, but if I had to buy it, I would buy it. But here's the thing. It's kind of like what Joe said earlier. I would take the water parks because I haven't been to a water park since Mallory has been alive, since the days of the Ultimate Park Hopper, because I'm too tight to buy a ticket.
I agree with that.
But if it was given to me, I'd have the best day at Blizzard Beach right now. Like, if I had, you know, this trip I'm on right now, if I could have a day at Blizzard Beach, I would have a blast.
Yeah.
But if it was free, it'd be even better.
That's true.
Just saying. Pam, what about you? That's a tough call.
It really is. And I definitely see the argument for both of them. If I was going in the summer, I would definitely pick the water park, because I think it's a great way to spend a day of your vacation, especially when it's warm. But for most of the year, I think I would probably pick the Memory Maker. I think it is such a valuable option to add to your vacation. It's 100% worth it every time. So
yeah, shout out to listener Hugh, who added a Memory Maker today to his package coming up. And he said it was because of the conversation we had on the show.
Nice. Exactly.
It's not wrong. You know, I mean, because he's right. He said, you know, looking back in 10 years, would it have been worth $169 if I could go back and take my kids and get those memories back, you know, and go to a photographer that knows what they're doing with good equipment? I was like, hey, don't have to tell me. I'm with you. Right. That's exactly right. You can't go back. Okay.
No.
Here's another one. You guys are killing it in the Discord here. Would you rather have free festival food for a day or free table service meals for an entire day? Again, I'm taking this one. I'm going festivals because it's unique, and like, I think I get more bang for my buck. Like, I could probably, there's some people I can't hang with. I could probably hit 10 festival booths before I was like done, where probably two table service meals. So I get more variety. So I'm going festival food. Pam, what about you?
So I think I might get festival food, and I'll explain my reasoning here. After a couple of booths, we're like, you get full. I mean, You know what I mean? So yeah. Then we don't do it for a while, or you're skipping booths and things like this. If somebody else is paying for it, I'm going to like cut what I want to try and pass it on to someone else.
Absolutely.
I'm bringing my posse. Yes. I'm bringing my posse and be like, okay, here.
But yes,
that's what I'm saying. So yeah, I think I'll go ahead and do that.
I agree. I'm going festival food too. And it's the same idea. Like I can try different things that maybe I wouldn't have tried. You're right. If I don't like, you know, before, like if I didn't like it, I would be like, oh, that's disappointing. I spent all that money on this. But this way, if I don't like it, like it's not that big of a deal. I just get to like,
that's right.
So,
we're high rolling at the festival booth. We're getting all the drinks,
yes,
and all the food.
I'm with it.
or otherwise known as the Chef Todd plan.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it's true.
So I'm going festivals. So that's a good choice, though.
Okay, this is getting out of control because now Joe's throwing stuff into the chat and he's not answering. He's giving what you rather's in here when I have a stack of them in the Discord. We're going to have to do another show like this. But anyway, Joe's asking, would you rather bring back 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or the Magic Kingdom Skyway? And I will say this. I remember when I was a kid, I did ride the subs at Magic Kingdom because I had a video, a VHS tape of that. But here's the thing. Looking back on that where I am now, I'm pretty sure I'd be too claustrophobic to get in that sucker at this point. I do not think I could do it. It just seems like it would be really tight. I mean, was it as tight as I'm thinking? Pam, what would you do? I mean, was it super claustrophobic?
It is tight, and they still have them at Disneyland.
Right, they right. do. So you can and do I've done stuff. It.
It is, yeah, I have too, a few times. It is tight, but you don't feel it when you're down there. And I think part of that is because you have a window right in front of you, and you're sort of looking out the window and... I know. No, you do fine. And, you know, if you get freaked out, all you have to imagine, remember, is there's someone at the back of the boat that's actually up and out of the water.
Okay. Wait. Hey, don't ruin the illusion. And plus, I would just wear my Captain Stubing hat and it would all be
there
good.
You go. Yeah.
So I would honestly take 20,000 Leagues. And I think it was because as a kid, I actually found the Skyway to be more terrifying.
Really?
Really and truly, I did. I can remember being afraid of those. So it was a cool thing to sort of see them over top of the Magic Kingdom, but I really like what they've done with the area. We get the tangled bathrooms, you know, yeah. Because of that. So anyways, I would go with 20,000 Leagues.
What about you, Ricky? So you got to break the tie.
I know. I'm going 20,000 Leagues too. You know, since we do have the Skyliner, that is a very close, second
safer.
To... The Skyway.
It's a better experience.
Yes, it's way better. Yes, that's exactly. The difference between living in 1970 and living in 2020. Yes, right there. Exactly. That's a perfect example. It's like back in the day. You would ride in the back of a pickup truck, which was basically kind of what the Skyway was. Or now you're in like air conditioning. You know, it's not air conditioning, but they make sure there's a breeze. They make sure there's an emergency kit. You know, they got Band-Aids in there in case you get a boo-boo, you know, and all
exactly,
that stuff.
Exactly, yes. Right. Oh, yeah, so 20,000 Leagues though. I like Pam said, I've done it in Disneyland with the Finding Nemo subs, and it was a really cool experience. Yes, I also get claustrophobic, but I didn't really get claustrophobic in here just because like you're not. I get claustrophobic in really tight spaces. Like if I can move a little bit, I'm okay. So this I could move around. You know, like I didn't feel super enclosed. So I'm going with 20,000 Leagues.
Bottom line is, I don't know what a league is, but I don't want to be 20,000 of those under anything. I'm just saying. Anyway. All right. Dennis has a question. My good friend out of Texas, big Blues fan. LGB. Let's go Blues. Before your trip starts, would you rather Disney give you a guaranteed boarding time to Star Wars Rise of the Resistance or a walk-on fast pass to any other three attractions? So you can guarantee your boarding group for Rise, or you get three, you just walk right on attractions during your trip. I would take the Rise thing because that just takes the stress level down 8 notches. I mean, I know Disney's got to do what they do, but it still gives you 17 gray hairs. I mean, to ride mm-hmm. Rise, it's worth mm-hmm. it, but I would take Rise. Ricky, what about you?
I'm going Rise, baby. You know I don't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to make my reservation. I mean, I've done it, and then I've gone back to sleep. But I don't want to do that. Give me my Rise boarding pass. I'm fine. Again, I will wait in line the rest of the day for anything else. I want the Rise boarding pass and just know that I'm going to be doing it and not have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So rise.
Okay, we got two rises. What about you, Pam?
I'm doing rise as well. I just, you know, I just feel like it's the newest attraction that I haven't ridden enough of.
Yes.
And that's how, you know what I mean? Some of these other ones I've ridden so many times and still enjoy them every time. Don't get me wrong, but there's something about rise that I still really enjoy each time I do it.
Okay. All right. My buddy, Craig Franklin, fellow lizard. Would you rather stay in Cinderella Castle for one night or unlimited tours for a week?
Ooh.
Pam.
I'm going to Cinderella's Castle for one night. For me, it is such a unique experience. I've been in it a few times, and it is simply gorgeous. But to be able to stay in it, I think would be incredible. And just by virtue of there only being one in the world. It's a unique experience. Even if they had someone different in their 365 days a year, it's still not something that very many people are going to be able to experience. So
same. Yeah, I'm Cinderella Castle just because the rest of your life, every time, it's like when you go to Walt Disney World, but I mean, this would be like the ultimate flex, right? Anytime you watch a Disney movie, you could just be like, yeah, I stayed there.
I've been there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I've slept in the bed in there.
Yeah, that was my crib back in, you know, June 2021. Yeah, that was my crib.
Yes, yes. I'm with you guys too, by the way.
I love to know underneath the nightstand. Yes, that it's exactly. Still there.
It's still there, 100%. Yeah. I carved my initials under the,
Oh, Ricky.
And that's why people cannot stay.
You will not
stay.
Be asked back.
Yes. Exactly. I will be banned from the Cinderella Castle suite. No, I'm definitely the suite because I, you know, again, like you said, it's an experience that is just a once in a lifetime thing. I haven't been up there. Way to flex that, Pam, that you have.
I know, that was a flex one.
Ooh. It was totally a flex. Oh, I've been up there before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weird flex, but
not weird. I like just knowing that I got to stay in Cinderella Castle. That's the ultimate right there.
How about this one? It popped in the live chat. Now they're coming in. Kitchen Cabaret or Jingle Bell Jingle Bam. Two totally like not even close to being the same experience. So you get to bring back fireworks with a, I'll tell you what, I didn't get the whole Jingle Bell Jingle Bam like story. I mean, I kind of got there like kidnapping.
Bam.
Yeah, Jingle Bell Jingle Bam. But here's the thing. That was a very visually awesome like show at the studios. They those lasers and the red and green all over the place. I love that show. Never got to see Kitchen Cabaret though, so you know what? I'm going veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit. I'm bringing it back.
That's not Kitchen Cabaret.
It's not. No. See, I'm using my Disney card because I'm too.
Wait.
I didn't
get it. That is Kitchen Cabaret.
I was going to say, what is it?
I was
going to
say, yes,
I was like, okay, I believe you.
I'm getting them both confused.
You're thinking of Food Rocks?
I want Food Wrapper. I want.
Yeah, didn't it? Wasn't Tone Loc Food Rocks the Food Wrapper?
That's the Food Rocks one.
Yeah.
Veggie, veggie, fruit, fruit was Kitchen Cabaret, which is where I'm going because I remember doing that as a kid, actually. That's one of the that's one of the memories that I have from childhood and you know at Disney, which of course I don't have a lot because I was terrified of Disney World, but Kitchen Cabaret and Veggie Veggie Fruit Fruit was something that just made me happy and kept me calm for some reason, so I am going Kitchen Cabaret. 100%. Yeah,
what about you, Pam?
I'm going there too, and I will say I have been cleaning out some boxes, you know, of memorabilia that you had, and I found I had bought,
oh my god,
this is back in the 80s, for my awesome jean jacket, a patch,
oh my god,
that was from the Kitchen Cabaret. Oh. It has the broccoli guy on it. I also have one that has Figment on it. I know.
Oh my god.
So I gotta find something awesome to do with this, but yeah, just really enjoyed the whole Kitchen Cabaret thing. It was just sort of awesome.
I don't think you'd go wrong with Food Rocks though. I'm just saying.
Tone Loc's never the wrong answer.
Yeah, no, I got the wrong answer there. Yeah.
Okay. We got two more for the show here. All right, here we go. Josh from the non-Patreon Discord. So just you can join, anybody can join that one again. brguestpodcast.com. There's a link right there. If you have one morning available, would you rather, now this is a four-parter, rope drop Epcot, go to Soarin', Animal Kingdom for Flight of Passage, Magic Kingdom, Seven Dwarves, or Hollywood Studios for Slinky Dog?
Ooh.
Hang on. Ricky, where are you going?
Oh, that's tough. I wasn't expecting you to go to me first. I think I would.
Well, see, one's out for me because I'm not a Flight of Passage fan. So that narrows it down to three for me.
I think I would go Flight of Passage, but that's because I think it's overrated, and I don't think that waiting in line for it as long as people do is something that you should do. So I think I would choose Flight of Passage just so I didn't have to wait in the long line for it. Yeah, I think that's where I'm going.
Slinkity dinkity dog for me. I just like, that's a fun ride first thing in the morning. Get your juices going.
That's true.
What about you, fam?
That's where I was thinking too. I've ridden Slinky Dog quite a few times, but I like it every time. Every time I do it, it's just fun.
If you're
it's
not just fun. By the time you get off that attraction, you've done it wrong. I'm just saying. It's just,
I know, right?
Worthy. Yes.
It is.
All right. Here's one from Robbie J. My wife and I have this would you rather every trip, he says. Ooh. At Epcot/Italy, would you rather eat at Tutto Italia or Via Napoli? We always go to Tutto Gusto for their charcuterie board. Ding the bell, Mike.
Ding. But there you go.
But I think he just put that in there so I didn't ring the bell. But he says dinner's always the tough call. This is always the fight I have with my wife. Like on Saturday night, like, where are we going to dinner? And it takes forever to figure it out. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I don't care either. Like, well, somebody's got to care so we can get something to eat because I'm hungry. Okay, so.
I just care. That's my thing. I'm just like, you choose. And then if I don't like his choice, then I'll be like.
That's it. If I pick, she's like, I don't want pizza dinner. I'm like, you say usually you need to care.
Usually I go with it. I mean, it's got to be something just really, like, I'm really not in the mood for that for me to say no.
I always throw out, like, a Mexican restaurant because we have it on Friday night. So on Saturday night, she just says I don't care. I'll be like, okay, let's go up to El Rancho Nuevo. We can't. We just had it last. Okay, you pick then. Anyway, back to the question at hand. You're going to Tutto Italia or Via Napoli, Pam?
I'm actually going to go to Via Napoli. I really enjoy that pizza. It reminds me so much of our time in Italy. It just does. And it's just the style of pizza and the server. So many of them came from Italy. It'll be interesting to see if we get all those folks back at some point in time. But just have really had a great time there. And I enjoy that. They have a couple really good drinks there too that I really like. So,
you know, I went to, well, not Tutto Italia, but it was called Alfredo's, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, it was Alfredo's back in the day. Yeah.
So Pam and I went for our very first anniversary dinner when she was pregnant with Pam. Pregnant with Mallory. Yeah.
Yes,
but I would still pick Via Napoli because I like pizza better. All right. What about you, Ricky?
You know, I have not done Tutto Italia.
It's like a pasta house.
I know. Yeah, I know. That's partially why I haven't done it. So I do prefer Via Napoli, because I haven't done Tutto Italia, I think I'm going to choose Tutto Italia. But that's only because I haven't done it yet, and I would like to knock that one off my list.
That's a good reason. Okay, there's one more that I got to throw in here as a bonus, because everybody was talking about it in the chat, and it is a tough one. So it was, who put it in here? I'm trying to find it. I'll try to find who put it in here, but I read it because I've been thinking about it ever since. So you get to bring back... Which would you pick to bring back? Would you bring back Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights or any other retired attraction? So it's like Osborne Lights against the field.
Oh.
Which would you bring back? I'm bringing back the Osborne Lights. They were that good. Like, every Christmas, man, I miss them, like, worse than the year before. They were... Because the thing is, like, here's the what we're living in nowadays. You get all those... You know, Facebook 7 years ago, you know, Time Hop 9 years ago today, you were in, like, at Christmas. I'm like, they always hit me with, it's a bunch of us, right? It's like us and the Sheingolds and the Gardeners and the, you know, Jocelyn and her crew and whoever it was that year that we're down there with, because it was always during race weekend for Wine and Dine. And, like, you just see all these people having a good time with all these lights, you know, Peace on Earth and the globe. Oh, dude, I got a picture came up the other day. I don't know why it came up in, like, the spring, but it was Mallory under... We found the, remember that last year they had the lightsabers where Galaxy's Edge was going to be? And, like, you had to find the lightsabers in the house?
Yeah.
And that picture came up. Yeah, I'm going Osborne Lights against the field. What about you, Pam?
Gosh, I love the Osborne Lights too. It really just brings back so many memories for me. And I loved when they started doing the snow there. I think that just added another level of coolness to it. And that they gave glasses at certain times that had different, I mean, just, I swear I did. I spent more time, I think, at Osborne Lights just like being there.
Yeah, that was
like,
it was
one of the things.
It was chill. You didn't have anything to do. You just took it. You just like soaked it in. Oh, so good.
I know. And you just stood there and looked up.
Yeah.
Right? At everything. It was just so hard to take it in that I love that time of year anyways. And Osborne Lights was really just sort of like the cherry on top. So I'm going Osborne Lights.
Ricky, you have the option to bring back any attraction, anything, or the Osborne Lights.
As much as I love the Osborne Lights, and they are simply stunning. I mean, just gorgeous. And to experience just lights that surround you and the music and it being Christmas and all that. Trust me, there is something super magical about that. But I am going to bring back an attraction. And I am going to bring back, now I would like to see it updated, of course, because if we're wishing for stuff, I would like to see it set up for 21.
Yeah, Alien Encounter? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, not Alien Encounter. That ride scared the bejesus out of me. I was very glad that I was wearing a Britney Spears wig at the time because then I didn't feel everything, which was super handy.
Oops, you did it again. Go ahead.
You've sighted it again, yeah. I am bringing back, Journey into Imagination with Figment, like the original.
Lights? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
No.
No, yeah. I mean, I have such a love for that attraction. I mean, you don't even understand like that. Again, how I was talking about, I was afraid of everything at Disney. Well, I could do that attraction. Like that was one of the attractions that I could handle. So I absolutely have just this huge love for Figment. And so I would 100% bring that back. But again, I would bring it back updated so that it would be like perfect for now in the sense of like, I would still tell the same story, but use effects that we could use now to make it, to tell the same story. So like, I wouldn't change the story of the attraction. I would just use effects that we could use now.
Interesting. So I gotta address this because Corn of Amber, he's nothing but practical in our YouTube channel. He says, lights are seasonal. You bring back an attraction, it's year-round, so practical. I like practical.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
That's true.
And here's the other thing that's kind of bothering me. And Tammy was the person who, Tammy Orr, gave us that idea, so thank you, Tammy. We appreciate that. And she says she misses him so much. I'm right with you, Tammy. But here, and I love these people. Like, Craig is my buddy. He says he'd bring back lights, motor, action. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Are you trolling me? I think, and then, on top of that, then Frankie comes into the chat here on Facebook. He's going to bring back under new management. Now, what are you seriously trolling me right now? Because, I mean, is that your... And if it is, I'm okay. I apologize. Like, it's fine. Everybody's got... I love the Astro Orbiter. A lot of people hate it. But really? Over the Osborne Lights?
They're trolling.
You think? I hope. But, I mean, if it's your thing, it's okay. We all have a thing.
We all have a thing that we're...
If you have a thing for Iago,
exactly.
It's okay.
Exactly. I mean, that's fine. You can have a thing for Iago.
I liked being able to pick up the red feathers under where he popped out of because he was always losing a red feather. So,
I mean, Joe knows me best. He says that I'm bringing back Food Rocks, which, apparently I am. So
let's do it.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right, that's gonna do it for today's
show. I'm gonna have to go find that attraction.
Yes, I know. Me too. Totally.
So bad.
We'll tweet it out. Yes, we'll tweet it out.
Oh, Frankie does love under new management. Good for you.
Yes,
I like that.
And you know
what?
Awesome. Stick with it. That's your thing.
I like it.
Yes.
That's good.
And Frankie, please, we're not made. I'm just saying because like people are like, you like Astro Orbiter? I'm like, yes. It's kind of space and it's high up. It's got good views. Like, it's painful. It makes me sick. It's my thing. Back off.
It's like I'll land. Off.
Exactly.
I ride that so often, and every time as I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is awesome.
But the land is probably the best attraction of Walt Disney World. I mean, that's okay because that is the best attraction.
Agree.
Okay, if people actually, I think there's a whole group of people who are like, no, that is not the best attraction.
Look, I mean, I love Country Bear Jamboree. I know it's super
dated
now, and a lot of people do not enjoy the attraction. And again, I have history with it, but Country Bear Jamboree is fantastic, and the jokes in there are very funny. If you
Blood on the Saddle is the best song ever. I mean,
the way Big Al laughs at the end of that is hysterical, because he's just like maniacally laughing at that. I mean, it's awesome. So
you bring little kids into that thing right now, this is gonna freak them out. Like, they're gonna be like, Mom, let me go. Dad, I can't. They're gonna eat me. Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's wrong.
I love Frankie though. Frankie, I like that you're
same.
Unpopular.
Dude, Frankie's he's got what they say, like that's his hill he's gonna die on. Like he's
I love it. Let's go, management. Frankie. That's awesome.
Right. I mean, hey, I spent 2.5 hours like trying to get I tried to make a ringtone out of the land, that little flute that goes at the beginning. Dude, Pam's like, give up. Like, you can't figure it out. 2.5 hours. And then I sent it, because I couldn't figure out how to get it on my phone, so I sent it to Scott. He put it on his.
That's
so
fantastic.
When I text him, it plays the
By the way, going back to Frankie's under new management, when me and my brother were kids, and my mom and dad took us to Disney back, it had to have been 2000. My mom and I, and we all walked past, under new management. And my mom actually thought that the attraction was closed because it said under new management. So she's like, oh, the tiki room's closed.
They're having a clearance sale.
Exactly. She didn't realize that meant
it's like
a
furniture store.
Attraction. She thought it was totally.
I mean, 75% of it was. Kidding. Anyway, we got to get out of here before we offend anybody else. And
sorry, Frankie.
We love your attraction. Seriously, it's fine. It's totally fine. All right, we are out of here. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Even if you're just kind of missing Walt Disney World, just click through, look at the resort guides, check out all these specials that are out there. Fill out a quote form. We'll, get some dates, check the availability, the pricing, and get back to you. And we can go from there. Of course, never any obligation, but it's a great way to kind of think about what might be coming up for. It's a great time to travel right now, the end of 2021, moving into 2022. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, thank you to our patrons. You guys provided most of these Would You Rathers from the Patreon Discord. You guys are awesome. Thank you for supporting everything we do. And if you'd like to get in on that as well, please visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Again, I'm down at Walt Disney World right now. You can follow me at BRGuestMike on Twitter and Instagram for lots of updates as we go. And of course, BRGuestPod as well on those two platforms. And subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. Reminder, no live call-in show. No you, me, and Scotty G this Sunday night. Because again, I'm down at Walt Disney World. So be with your family. Listen to a podcast. I mean, hey, that's great. But we'll be back together again when I get home. So until I see you again, I'm at Walt Disney World. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and go Platinum Athletics. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.